Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
All right, recently I just got back from a crazy weekend. It was mid-April, and I actually went out to spend some time with the Real Rich Dad, and in a course, it's called the 4-Day MBA. And later on, I'll talk to you about, we'll actually do a podcast on what I learned from that whole 4-Day MBA. But one of the things he talked about is a principle I've seen happen so many times in my business life, in my own personal life. And I see the same thing take place in so many other people's lives. And what I want to talk to you about right now is why your goals don't work. The other thing I want to kind of talk about is the idea as far as why goal setting, you always actually end up setting yourself up for failure. So one of the things he was talking about was this whole concept of so many people will go out there in business, and we were talking about, you know, why so many people's businesses fail. And yeah, there's a ton of things, whether it's finances or skill sets and all that kind of stuff. But he said one of the main reasons is because people don't understand the importance of metrics. They don't understand the importance of standards. Too often people set goals and they don't set standards. He goes, I never, ever, ever set a goal. For me, they're standards. And I'm like, what do you mean? What's? Give me an idea as far as what the difference is. He goes, you know, you'll hear a lot of people talk about this whole concept of set a goal, you know, shoot for the moon, and if nothing else, at least you'll land amongst the stars. And it's like, that doesn't make any sense. If I'm trying to go to the moon, then I want to get to the moon. It's not one of those things where I want to make sure that, you know, if I just somewhere get close, that's okay. And one of the things he talked about was this principle of the idea that standards do not move, where goals, you almost, when you set a goal, it's almost like permission. In case it doesn't work, it's like, you know what? That's okay. He says, you know, take a look at a lot of these New Year's resolutions. The reason most people's New Year's resolutions never work is because it's not a standard. It's a goal. It's an idea. And yeah, people talk about SMART goals, you know, make sure that it's specific and measurable, attainable, and realistic and time-driven. And he goes, you know, that all makes sense and it makes for good copy and good books. But if you really want to make sure things actually take place, he said, you set standards, because standards are immovable. It never, ever changes. He says, what you'll find is that standards are kind of like your plateau of plomo moments, where you have to make that happen. It's not an option. It's not one of those things where it's like, yeah, if I get close, I'll be okay with it. Because, you know, take for example, when people get married, he says, you know, if you've been married for a long time, he kind of asked the people in the audience, how long have you been married? And for me, I've been married 25 years. He goes, you probably set a standard that you weren't going to cheat on your wife. It wasn't just a goal. You actually set a standard. And because of that, you guys have gone through a whole bunch of ups and downs and everything else. And most likely, chances are you've been faithful the whole time. He goes, because that was your standard. It wasn't a goal. It wasn't like, you know, I'm going to do everything I can. I'm going to do my best. He goes, standards aren't doing your best. Standards are things that they just... you make sure they happen. Your body has standards. Your body has a standard. It's going to breathe. Your heart's going to pump. Those aren't goals that your mind has set. He says, those are standards. Those things just have to happen. He says, too often in business and in life, people set goals with the idea that, you know, maybe I'd really like this and this would be super cool and be, man, if that happened. And goals become more almost dream-based than they are actual standards where they're specific. He says, you've got to take a look at whether in your relationships, in your business, in your physical fitness, in your health, there are certain standards. And when those standards happen, it says, you will find that nothing gets in their way. And I gave a lot of thought to that, because one of the things I've seen I've set a goal, you know, different kinds as far as goals when it comes to fitness. My wife, she has standards, and her standards are very, very specific when it comes to exercise. I can tell you for my wife, she never, ever... it's not one of those things where she has a goal that, you know, I think I'm going to go exercise this week. There are certain things that literally happen all the time. When she was training for a marathon, it was a standard where every single Saturday, it was a long run. It wasn't a goal. It was every single Saturday. And sometimes when our kids' game started at 8 in the morning, she was up running at 4:30 and 5 just to make sure she got her goal, her standard of her run in. She is in amazing shape still. And looks amazing, and health has always been one of the major standards of her life. We're on vacation. She's still exercising. She has a standard as far as what she eats, and when everyone else is cheating, she just rarely ever cheats. And because of that, she has standards that everyone looks at and goes, oh, you're so lucky. You know, I would love to look like you. And she's like, you don't understand how hard I work for this. It's because there's certain standards. My wife ended up having a heart attack at the age of 40 when she was in amazing shape. And even though she had set standards, that still didn't prevent that heart attack from happening. The only reason I mentioned that is just because you have standards doesn't mean that you're not going to have trials. And you still have to find a way of making those standards take place and actually you have to commit to them. I've seen the same thing happen as far as dating. I can tell you, I've got friends of ours who have been married 19 years and their date night is not just a goal. It's a standard where it happens every single week without fail. Literally for 19 years, they have never, ever, ever missed a single date night. So I mentioned this to you guys. So as you start taking a look at some of the things you're looking at in your business and things you're trying to find a way of really stepping it up, if you'll take a look at the standards and even with your employees and with the people who you work with, if there are certain standards that they're measured to and they know it, they will step up to that standard. You see the same thing take place in athletics. You see the same thing happen in business, in music, in wherever you find the people who are the best, there are standards that they live by. These are not goals, they're not dreams, they're not wishes, they are standards in their life. I can tell you as far as, and again, whether you drink alcohol or not, that's not what this is about. But for me, I've always had a standard as far as not to drink. And some people say, well, Dave, it's more of a religious thing for you. Right now and at different points in my life, it has been. But originally, that was a standard because of all of the pain I had associated from my grandfather, which I never knew of the pain personally, but all the pain I had heard from my mom and from my grandma. By the time I came around, he no longer drank, but there were so many vivid memories of gambling and of alcohol and everything else to where I remember my grandma, she had her own set aside money on the side because she was afraid he was going to gamble their food money away or he was going to drink it away. And they slept in separate bedrooms because of it. And I've looked at that and I thought, I never wanted to be that person who caused that kind of pain in someone's life. And so I remember in high school, I didn't drink, not necessarily for religious reasons. It was more because I never wanted to be in a situation to where I put someone else that I cared about or loved in that type of a situation. And it literally has just been a standard in my life. I can tell you that if you look at different areas of your life, there are certain standards that you've set. And the stronger those standards are, the more concrete and more of a pillar it is in your life. So I would really encourage you guys to take a look at the types of standards and things you want in your life. If they're goal-based, instead of a standard, I would try to find a way, how could you actually make it a standard? Because if you make it a standard, it's going to happen. It's not just going to be one of those things that might happen. It actually will happen. It'll happen every single time. So again, the reason why most people's goals don't work is because they're not standard. So I'd encourage you guys to set standards instead of goals. Have an amazing week, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Thanks so much for listening to another episode of Fun Hockey Radio. We are about ready, though, to change some things. And I wanted to kind of reach out real quick and let you understand some things you're going to see happening real quick here. Probably about the middle of April of 2019, we're actually going to be changing the kind of the format and really the purpose of this podcast. So up to this point, I've been spending a lot of time interviewing some of our funnel hackers and things and telling their stories. We're going to continue to do that, but we're going to add in a new little twist. Currently, right now, as of today, we are just under 78,000 customers currently using ClickFunnels. And what we thought is, why not have you guys come join us on the journey to create a culture of 100,000 rabid, excited funnel hackers? So what I'd like to do is just invite you along. Continue to, if you don't mind, rate, review the podcast. Let us know if other people, even possibly outside of our funnel hacker community, you'd like us to bring in and interview. And really want to make sure that you understand the purpose of this podcast is to help you in building your culture and building your community, your tribe, and really helping you understand what it takes to build a community of super, super excited, passionate customers who rave about your service. More importantly, they spend time talking about it, referring clients to you. So with that said, join us as we on our journey to over 100,000 customers. And we're going to try to get this done before the end of 2019. So thanks so much for listening. Rate and review this and enjoy the journey.